Hello, everybody. Hey, this is Magic at BelowTopSecret.com, back from vacation and ready to menace the podways with my interminable babbling. Lucky you. Ah, yes, this is kind of an old pod thread, but I'm catching up and wanted to put in my tuppence. I've been hitting the forums a bit and being my usual mercurial self, you know, so now it's time to marathon some podcasts. Woohoo! Thomas, fun to hear about your adventures. I feel like we're kindred spirits, you know, kind of the wanderers, like you said, you know, explorers, adventurers. You know, sort of the Forrest Gump thing going on there, just kind of going through life and seeing what comes. Hey, I'm on that. And, well, Mr. Whoopi, well, I'll get to that. Oh, and Babylon 5 is Taroxor. I tend to be kind of sparse about personal details on the internet, but, oh, what the heck. Like Connie Chung might say, just between you and me. Oh, let's see now. Oh, well, yeah, speaking of Mr. Whoopi, it's a little scary. I'm as old as Mr. Whoopi, and I've had a lot of jobs, too, and I'm in about the same place in life as Mr. Whoopi, and I like to write. And I'm totally into spirituality, too, like Mr. Whoopi. Damn, we could be twins. Mr. Whoopi, get out of my mind. Oh, jobs. Okay, let's go through my resume a little bit. I'll keep it vague, but my short life, I've worked at a gift shop as a farm laborer cutting lettuce in a lettuce field. I was a clerk for an engineering firm. I was a municipal surveyor's assistant, a chainman, they call it. That's the guy that basically drags around this measuring tape and crawls through the mud. I was a census worker, warehouseman, and then I became a U.S. Navy electronics technician and later a submarine reactor operator. That was a lot of fun. Don't ask. After I got out of the Navy, became a civilian electronics technician, and then leveraged that to become a Unix system administrator, which is what I got into that right around the turn of the 90s, right in the 90s began. And as it happened, that was a pretty good time to get into system administration. So that that worked out pretty well. Yeah, worked for quite a few different companies throughout the 90s as a system administrator, and system administration has been very, very good to me. So now I'm basically retired, and I might, you know, I'll probably get a job someday, maybe as a rock star. Well, actually, I'm planning to give music a shot with an eye towards maybe going pro in 2006 if I can pull that off. I need to practice some more and stuff, but, you know, I'll give that a shot. And the cool part is I don't need to make any money, so I can be a really lousy professional musician, and it'll all work out. I mean, hey, you know, it's all about the music, baby. But, you know, so getting back to the question of who am I? Who am I really? Am I the sum of my experiences, an amalgam of memory, a locus of consciousness? Am I the sum of a series of past lives? Was I Rousseau, a woodcarver, a Greek warrior, a rabbi, a Japanese fisherman? I'll get to that in another podcast. am I a prophet, a seer, a nutcase? Okay, I think we've already got the nutcase part figured out, so let's just call that a given. But, you know, the bottom line is, and, you know, someone, I don't really know. I'm just me. I mean, if there's anyone out there, I mean, how do you answer a question of who are you? You know, aside from the fact that it's a cool Who song, who are we really? Who are we all? You know, I've got some ideas, and I'm probably wrong. But I think that's like, you want to talk about the ultimate question to ask somebody, you know, who you are. I don't think we're necessarily defined by our jobs, you know, what we do for a living or something like that, although I guess some people think of it that way. But I don't. But, you know, guess so who are, who am I? I don't know. How's that for an answer? What do I want? I'm not sure. Sometimes I feel weary and just want to rest, and other times I exult in the unlimited possibilities our existence implies. I guess probably the most important thing to me in the end is simply to love and be loved, because if I'm right about the nature of life, the universe, and everything, that's about all that really matters in the end. So there you go. Who am I? I don't know. What do I want? I'm not sure. And you know, Thomas, that's just going to have to do. This is Magic at BelowTopSecret.com, giving a shout out to my homies. And until later, take care.